You're listening to SBS News.
和他一个族的，他们互相帮助。 These are the voices of Uyghur students learning Mandarin inside one of China's so-called re-education centres. They sit diligently behind their desks, reciting lines and reading books. They feature in a new video released by Chinese state media for a global audience, which is a rare glimpse into a secretive network of centres across Xinjiang province in the country's north. The footage shows students dancing, playing musical instruments, and learning to use computers. It's Beijing's response to claims by human rights groups that the centres are internment camps. The Chinese government insists the centres are vocational schools designed to combat religious extremism. Human Rights Watch spokesman John Fisher mocks the claim.
It's absurd to call these some kind of training facilities when essentially the people are being detained against their will, incommunicado and indefinitely. If China has nothing to hide, then we call upon it to allow access to the camps by the Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights, by the UN's independent experts. We call on the UN to set up a fact-finding mission so that people can go into the camps and see for themselves.
Activists claim up to 1 million Uyghurs are being held against their will across Xinjiang province. Australian citizen Almaz Nizamuddin left China 9 years ago, leaving much of his family behind. He says his mother is one of the many who've been detained.
I'm an Australian citizen. I want the Australian government to stand up for human rights, stand up for justice, to pressure the Chinese government to close the Nazi camp. I want to ask the government again, protect my family, bring them to me.
There are mounting calls for Foreign Minister Maurice Payne to address the issue when she visits China on Tuesday. Speaking on ABC Radio, she indicated she plans to treat the issue carefully.
We do have serious concerns about the human rights situation in Xinjiang. We've expressed those concerns directly to the Chinese ambassador in Canberra and as well to the Foreign Ministry in Beijing. There'll be statements made in the Human Rights Council this week, and I will pursue matters in the course of my discussions in an appropriate way.
But when Maurice Payne touches down in China, the focus of the talks will be on strengthening economic ties, not human rights. She's the first Australian foreign minister to travel to Beijing in almost 3 years, and the Prime Minister Scott Morrison views the invitation as a chance to reset relations.
I think it shows that things are very much on track, and I'm looking forward to meeting with my counterparts, Alika Chang and President Xi, when I go through to the East Asia Summit and APEC in the next few weeks. It's a very positive relationship. We're getting on with business with China.
Relations between the Chinese government and Australia deteriorated under Malcolm Turnbull, with China objecting to the Australian government's approach to several issues, including China's influence in Australia and the Pacific. Hans Hendriski, a professor in Chinese relations and business at the University of Sydney, says this government, with a new foreign minister, is sending a different message.
She wants the relationship to be a constructive one with China. She wants it to be based on shared interests and on respect. Now, that is something that we have not heard before. We've heard before that there were conflicts. We've heard before that relations should be on the basis of mutual values understood very much in terms of our values. So that is quite a shift. And I think that was a signal that made it easier for the Chinese too to say, well, here, we are on a new basis now.
As the United States increases pressure on China over trade, Australia must walk a difficult tightrope, keeping both the US and China on side without compromising Australia's national interests. Malcolm Davis from the Australian Strategic Policy Institute says Ms. Payne faces a significant challenge.
So Maurice Payne has a difficult mission in the sense that she's got to try and smooth over the relationship, build the potential for more trading opportunities, but at the same time, she's got to stand firm against Chinese activities or Chinese attempts to force Australia to, in effect, acquiesce to Chinese interests in places like the South China Sea.
Maintaining the sensitive friendship won't be easy. Hannah Sinclair, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.